Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCUC ExCom meeting on Tuesday, 26th of July, 2016. On the call today, we have Fazane Bade, João Carlos Caribe, Milton Mwela, Rafik Demak, and from South, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you, Mariam, and please take notes for the minutes and also when we have motion and decision, so to document them. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call today. We got quite a long agenda because as a follow-up of Helsinki meeting, and we didn't have call for a while, so we are trying to move on with several items. And I want to start first with the NCUC bylaws process. So first thing, I had a chat yesterday, I mean a call with Rob Hogar from Geneso staff, is the liaison from ICANN with the OEC, the Organizational Effectiveness Committee. And to understand more about the process, and it sounds that the time to be taken by the board it's shorter than usual, and it's more to check if the process was respected and so on. So what first we need to do is really it's more internal stuff in NCUC. We need just to kind of finalize the draft, kind of clean up, formatting, proofreading, and we agree on some timeline and process. I mean, timeline, it's when we need to get it's a finalized draft done, and how we get input, feedback, and comments from the membership, and how we can get that approved. I think that we should have a vote, but it's quite important to see how we can that. I mean, I guess this is something we need to agree on, and in the meantime, we can work with the staff, ICANN staff, and the board. To get to give them the charter and so on. So I guess we can target thing to get the work done internally. It's not that long. In term of time, and then hopefully if 6 months by for the board, in the best case, we can target Copenhagen meeting. But as suggestion first, I was thinking if we need to more details from Rob and some explanation, in particular how other group did, the registrar, the registry, and the BC. They try different approach internally, and there are some quite difference in terms how they get things done. Like registrar and registry, it was quite quick, while, for example, the BC, it's almost 2 years they are working on the charter. So one of the suggestions I have is that we can organize an ad hoc call with Rob in coming days. So if you want to ask a question, a clarification about the process and so on, that will help us in terms of how we organize ourselves. Yes, Milton. It's 2 years because they it's really they took them too much time to work on the draft and get input and several iteration and so on. So this thing that we need to have in mind, if we put the draft for consultation and comment, we will have, I guess, several comment and input, and so we need to know how we can handle that. And we have a queue already, so we start with Farzan and then go with Milton. Yeah, Farzan, go ahead.
Hello. So I think we are almost done with our changes, if I'm not mistaken. I think what we should have is to either just finalize it by going to the document and make changes, and or just have another meeting very soon and just finalize it within an hour and send it to set a deadline for ourselves, let's say mid-August, and then send it to our members in mid-August for comments. And then how long will they have until Hyderabad, which is in November? They have like plenty of time to get comments and also make them modification based on the comments. So I would say we should also give them a deadline of 1 month. And then we are good to go. I don't think we have much more to do on the bylaws, much more changes ourselves to do on the bylaws. So if we can just set deadlines, go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks, Felicia. I was not really talking about that we need to do more work. Just I said, like, from our side, just to do some formatting clean up, so should not take so much time, and I don't think that need even a call. As you was describing is some what kind of process we need to follow, because we have the existing bylaw, I think, about how we do amendments, and also we need to check against the process for NCG itself. And so we just need to be careful about how we get the consultation. So we can use what you are suggesting as a timeline and work upon it, and to also to agree how we handle the input and so on, if there is some the disagreement and so on. Just this is what I want to ask, just about really the process. And to depend how, what kind of input we can get and so on. So just to thinking in terms of project management, to be sure that we don't have kind of bad surprise or something. So just to agree kind of timeline, the different milestones. So we can start with your proposal, I guess. Looks doable, and starting mid-August. Yes, that's also the question we need to check, Milton. I think we need to vote, as far as I remember, for NCG before. So we need to vote. And I want really to double check, because if we vote for example, for our charter, and it's quite heavy, so the best thing is to get the charter to be voted during the election. And this is another topic for discussion, is the schedule for election, so to avoid having to vote in the air, which is quite of takes time, and because I think we have to get as much as possible people to vote, and so it's more like discussion, and that we need to double check about the process and procedure to be sure that we are in yes. And that's what I'm saying. It's really that we need to check, and if we can do that in coming days, we have this kind of draft timeline, and check about the procedure and process. We agree on it, and then by mid-August we can start the process. And as I suggested, we can have an ad hoc call with Rob Hoggard next week, if you agree, and just to double check also about the Genesis operating procedure itself, and also how the board what kind of process followed by the board. To be honest, I didn't check that deeply, so I just want to avoid. So if we agree, we can work on that. So sorry, Milton, please go ahead. You are waiting for a while.
Yes, I just wanted to agree with Farzi that basically I've been all the way through the bylaws, and somebody needs to put mute on or something there. I can hear my echo. So I'm, I don't see why we can't, you know, in fact, I thought you'd do this in Helsinki. I thought you would simply finalize what we've done, send it out to constituency for comment, and then we would organize for the formal vote to modify the charter. It is good to have a discussion with Hogarth about the process, but a call or anything that involves coordinating schedules might be more time-consuming. Maybe we can just get him to send us an email memo, and if we have any questions, we can follow up through email. That's it.
Ask him directly in just 1 hour call, then trying to go back and forth, which may take even much more time. So that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So we can prepare several questions and so on. So, but there is no really, I mean, so, but it's more hard to organize a call. We can go just by email. Okay. So let's, Mariam, can you please write down the timeline suggested by Farzi, just to show it, to highlight it, and so we will follow that. And just by kind of, I think, end of the week, we can work on some official announcement, confirm the timeline, just agreeing how we will get the input, and also double checking about what our bylaw says, what NCAG charter says, and also maybe what the GNSO, the charter amendment process says. And yes, Farzani, please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I had my hand raised, but I do agree with Milton on having not a call, but asking Rob to send us a memo, not only because of the time, but also because we will have written-based material that we can work on, and then we don't have to like work based on our own notes, which can be potentially problematic later on. They tell us, oh, but we told you and you got it wrong and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, the call can be recorded anyway, but okay. So we can start working, as I said, as an announcement and so on, having that draft. And then you, if you can share your question, we send them to Rob. So we can follow up in such way. Yeah. So, Mariam, please capture all what we kind of we agreed here, in particular the timeline, and we will get in the coming days, as a follow-up of the call, we will get the question about the process, and I guess we can move on. Okay. Any further comment on this issue, or are we clear about how we are going to proceed? Okay. That was easy. Okay. And Mariam will send later on the minutes and the notes, so we to be sure that we are all on the same page. So the when we talk about the memo is what Rob will send to us. So because what sent to me before is just that the link to the GNSO, charter amendment process only. So better to if you have any question, guys, that we can ask. Okay. Let's move to the next agenda item, which is about the crop. Okay, so for the crop, the fiscal year already started with this month, July. We already used one slot with Arti. She is already in Taipei for Asia Pacific IG. She's supposed to do some outreach there. She got some brochures from Helsinki, and also I sent her in a presentation I made for NCUC. It's something I'm working on to put more details. I can share it later. In terms about the crop, there was some changes for this year. There are several alternatives. First, they expanded the travel slot to 3 nights and 4 days, so one extra day, but it's just for a slot. And the other option is to have 2 slots and 1 outreach event or 2 outreach events. Since we already used 1 travel slot, we cannot get 2 outreach events. I discussed it with Benedetta, who is the person in charge for the crop for Genesaw. And my understanding that for an outreach event, we will have $7,500 that we can use if we host, co-host, and outreach event, so it's quite open. And also, we can use it in many ways. So I think it's even more flexible than having the travel slot. So, for example, let me see. So we can have even a travel allocation for speakers, like maximum 1 out of the region. We can use it for a booth, for communication material, for catering and reception, for remote participation. So we can use that $7,500, and I think it can be even much more effective in terms of for us to do an outreach. Because my experience for the crop, when we send people, it's a lot of work from our side because, unfortunately, not everyone is ready to do the outreach on behalf of us. So, like my experience, I prepared for them a slide. I have to explain some points and so on, and to liaise with the staff to get their travel done and so on, and etc. It's added a lot of overhead. It was not clear what kind of outcome we can get. So for this year, we sent Carol to Cancun for OECD meeting. We sent, I think, Henriette for the African Internet Summit, and also we sent Monica. And we get also, but not using crop, Aiden to go to the wishes. It was really hard to organize, to get the reports and so on. So I was thinking that if we can organize an outreach event and having such budget, that maybe even we can add from our side and get other funding, we can do something really like good. And it's not necessarily linked to an ICANN meeting. So we can organize it with, I don't know, for IGF, for whatever. So that's what I'm trying to say. That it can be a good opportunity for us to try to use the crop for outreach. Yeah, yes, Milton.
So you seem to be proposing that we go for a outreach event, and you do not have a specific proposal. Then I would move that we give to the committee a general charge to come up with ideas for the next outreach event. What are the time parameters for this event?
Can you see in the Adobe Connect the slide that explain what we can do with...
Yeah, I see that. I'm saying, what is the idea that we're thinking of? Where, when, or what purpose?
It's first we need to find out which the best event that we can optimize, because we cannot really use most of the money to do the travel support. If somewhere where we are already going, when we can maximize the number of people performing COC coming, that will be helpful.
Okay, Rafiq, I was making a very specific proposal. That is, we don't talk in general terms about the criteria now. What we do is we say to everybody on the executive committee, come up with some specific ideas about what you want to do this outreach event, and then we'll trade them on the list.
Yes. But what I am trying first to get an approval, it's just kind of administrative thing, is that for the crop, they need to know if we are going with what option. That's it. But, yes, we can discuss later about the details, and we get more input about how we can organize an what kind of outreach event and where and when and so on. Just
okay,
I want to get...
Everybody, I'm agreeing with you that we need to do an outreach event.
Okay.
And I'm saying let's set aside the issue of when, where, and what to be discussed later so we can get on with this meeting.
Okay. I see. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we can get feedback about it. So the next agenda item, then maybe we can go there. Mariam, are you sure that's the agenda? I think there is an item missing there. Okay, yeah. There was the report from Helsinki meeting that was missing. Okay. For Helsinki, I got several meeting with ICANN staff, and we got some information and some update. I met with the person in charge for communication, and we can get for our meeting, we can get support for video. Photos taken during our meeting, so we can have a crew to come and to record our meeting and so on, so we can use that later. And we can have interview if you want, and also they can support for social media campaign. And so we can ask them beforehand, at early stage, we can ask them, and they will organize for that. So that's kind of resources we can use for our site, and video, Farsi, and video. Another thing also, that's an information that was just before Helsinki, but we get the confirmation, is that for our NCUC meeting, and I think up to two outreach events in ICANN meeting, we can get the interpretation services. During the meeting, that was we asked it in Marrakesh, and we can get that by Hyderabad. And we are already using translation service. For example, we are translating our brochure to Hindi for Hyderabad. We did that also for Helsinki, translating to Finnish. So, this will help us a lot, using those existing resources to really help more for communication, get nice photos, video interview, and so on. Maybe, for example, interview with Milton, and we need to send the request early, so for the staff to be ready. Yes, information on Milton, yes. And you can see this, the minutes from the different meetings I have, and it was taken by Mariam. Also, I was approached again by the guy for the policy support. He he gave me more information. While I know that we didn't have agreement on how we go forward with that, but at least there is something we can get, even if we don't agree to get a consultant to do policy support for us, is that they will provide a primer document or brief for 20 public comment, and this is will be provided to all the communities. I mean, all the constituency in Genesio, and so we can get that. I mean, it doesn't commit us to for anything, but can be useful for us. No, it was not shared already, Milton. Just I tried first to go through it, and then it will be shared later on as a follow-up of this this call. Also, he gave me more clarity about the idea of what does it mean to get a consultant. So the first thing, he said that he can send a CV, and we will select the person that we want to hire. I know that we don't have agreement for that, but just this is for information that can be useful. So just this is a kind of quick summary, and I wanted to share with you just to give you some heads up, and you will get the minutes later on, so you can see what some activities going on. I also have like a meeting with Chinese and so on to explain about the importing pilot program and what kind of support is supposed for the community. So, about the policy support, we have kind of discussion before, and we said that we should work on some proposal from our side. So we should resume the working on that. We have a Google document, and we should, instigate what we can do from with our own resources, but still have in mind that we can use these resources if we want. So, okay. Any question here? Okay, thanks, Rosie. So, Mariam, please take note of this action. We will follow up about the policy support. And just a quick report. Thanks for Jenna to take the lead to for an outreach event we had on Saturday before the meeting. I think, even it was done quickly, we got a few locals to come, and some of them already applied to join us. So that was kind of, I think, good. And we can do much better next time. And also, maybe something to have in mind that while we are discussing about the bylaws and NCUC bylaws change, there are also several tracks going on about Genesio review, and also a group within the non-contracted party house about Genesio future. And we also have the SO and AC accountability. All this is really kind of can impact us in the future, and so we have to monitor all those activities for the coming month. And just I wanted here to highlight this and kind of give heads up that we should to follow up this. Okay, that's the report. I guess we can move to Hyderabad meeting. Agenda item, I think, number 4 for Hyderabad. Thanks, Milton. 5. So, first thing we can decide is that about travel slot allocation. team now, Milton and Peter expressed interest to get the travel support. We also have in mind a rotation, so are interested or not, but we need to get this done quickly because I have to send the names by the 5th of August. Okay, so thanks for Zani for this information. So we can just wait maybe 1 or 2 days if you can get that. You get confirmation if you are you get the fellowship, so to avoid the situation we had in Helsinki. Okay, so let's say we have you, Peter, and Milton having interest for slot. I think, as usual, the chair, myself, get the travel slot. But, yes, let's see. I can fund the slot, Milton. We have 3 slots. Usually one go to the chair, and the 2 we try to do the rotation between EC members. So we will see if we can optimize how many EC members they can attend. Okay, so let's wait for the if she can get confirmation by tomorrow. In terms of MCC travel policy, travel policy, thanks Farzani for the reminder. We should send the call for request soon, so we can get that quickly and avoid all the issue about visa and so on. It can be nightmare. So the better to start soon, so we can just use Mariam can send the previous announcement and just we can make small changes for. On it. So last time for Helsinki, we awarded support to 2 person, but only 1 used it because Sana she got the ICANN fellowship or ambassadorship thing. So we could kind of save $2,000. That's quite good. And Gange should send his report soon. Okay. Okay. Yes, Farzani, please go ahead.
So I'm thinking that we can just announce for travel support call to the HR members. Announce that there is a possibility for travel support now, so that they can we can just decide and go ahead.
Okay, thanks for that. The idea is really to make like things soon, so we get this done. Also another item is about outreach for India. I discussed a little bit with Gangesh and also now with Arti, is that since we have, yes, Farzi, we can do that by next week. So back to the outreach. Since we have locals in India, we should get the opportunity to organize something good. And my understanding that the Center for Governance in New Delhi, they are thinking to organize something as outreach for academic. And also we are discussing if we can organize something that's more inclusive as like kind of multi-stakeholder, something small of what we did before as policy event. So it's just, this is kind of discussion. Having locals partner will local partner will help us a lot to do something for outreach. And as we have several academics like Milton and so on, it will be good to work on that. So we need to maybe to start thinking about, and also because when it comes to the Hyderabad meeting, the dates are slightly different than usual, and so we have to do planning. Yes, for the, yes, you are an academic. I'm sorry for the missing. Okay, so this is something just want to share. If I get more detail from them, we can start working on that. Also, my understanding, they approached the ICANN local staff in India and Asia Pacific, and I think also also Adam. So I reached out to the CCG for now, Farzani. Also, I think we could maybe with our own organization too. So I think we those folks we can target for now. So starting at early stage will help us, yes. Guys, please wait. I mean, let's first having an idea what we can do and get partners, not we reach out folks and it will be really complicated to organize things. So we have folks that they can handle the logistics, and that's quite important to have in mind. What I'm thinking for them is not just our usual 90 minutes. It's something more substantive, maybe more longer. So we can discuss different options that we can have there. Okay. Don't see any question or comment. The other thing... Again, the ICANN meeting format is slightly different than usual, and it will be a little bit headache for us to organize. The experience for Helsinki was not that great because we only could get a session in Wednesday, and it was kind of in parallel with the GNSO and GAC session. So we will reach out to the ICANN meeting team and also try to understand what the process for meeting C, which is for the annual general, the AGM, what they call it. So we will try to get information what are the time slot available for us. I think we will have something. We will have something like the constituency day, but there are also several changes in the schedule. So when we have more idea, we will send more details. Yes, Peter, but it doesn't. The blog doesn't say that much about the schedule format. We could see something last time at NCAG policy call because the GNSO Council is also discussing. about the scheduling and the planning for Hyderabad. So we're trying to get all this information and known, and we will share them soon. Yeah, probably I think we will get more information in August. So that's my understanding for now. Okay. Any other comment or question about Hyderabad? What we should do or not? Yes, Fadjani.
Yeah, hi. So in August, when you find out how the format works, then you should work on our agenda and probably invite people beforehand to the meeting. I don't know how it exactly works, but for example, if we want to have people talk about human rights, tell them beforehand, talk about human rights. If we want to talk about the work extreme too, we get a couple of like experts to talk about it so that we will be like well prepared. And also if we want to invite someone from outside, then we know. So if in August when you know the format, then we can go and make the program more proactively than it was done before.
Thanks for Danny. I think we, since Marrakesh, we tried to change the format, like reducing the time allocated for internal and administrative things, and really to provide more time for newcomer and also to for discussion. And in term of policy, we have also to coordinate with NCNG agenda to avoid duplication. So I was approached by some people, let's say Carlos Alfonso from Brazil. He wanted that we can speak about some topics, so we can do that. And if we can have more internal meetings, also it will help us. So we can have a meeting more for like newcomer folks or like interact other groups, and another meeting more internal discussion for us. So so we try to avoid that we cram so many topics, just like 2 or 3 hours. So we will try to avoid. Regarding inviting people, I know that we invited several times Larry Stirling and so on, but I don't have such I don't have such connection to invite them again. But yeah, well, let's see who we can invite for Hyderabad meeting. Yes, so we can list all suggestions, and yes, let's make the agenda more open for discussion and see what kind of input we can get. So Maria, please take note of this. So to consult membership about the agenda and hopefully also maybe meetings for Hyderabad. Yes, Milton. It depends what are our objectives. So. Just we are agreeing here in how we can how we will proceed, but we are not setting the kind of topics yet. If I can respond to Peter about the ALAC, ALAC used to have a joint meeting with NCAG for years, so I think it makes more sense to have that again. But the problem is the ALAC schedule is so crammed. Like when I was NCAG chair, I couldn't get them to find time for us for a joint meeting between NCAG and ATLARS. So I'm not sure would make sense to have that for NCUC, but in terms of interaction, they invited me in Helsinki to their technology task force and so on. So there are several interaction. It can be long discussion here, Peter. So anyway. I guess maybe we can move to the next agenda item if there is no further comment or question. Okay. So for any other business, maybe we can start first with the item from Farzi about IGF.
Yes, sorry. I thought you were going to introduce the topic. As you know and you have approved, we are going to support the Civil Society Day, which will happen before IGF, even before the day zero, because IGF has a day zero. And we've approved to give them $1,000. And what we can do is to, we also can have a say on what sort of sessions we want in the agenda. I mean, of course, we cannot dictate the agenda to them, but we could have a say in the agenda and what we want to do. And so we have to think about this and see who's going to be there, and what we want to cover, what sort of NCUC-related topics we want to cover. And so this is something that we have to think about. I would say, like, in a month, I need to know what we want to do as for the program. It's a one-day program. I don't know how long we are going to have, how many sessions we can have. I can't find out. The other thing that came to my mind, just slipped away, is, which was important, I can't remember it anymore. So that's for the Civil Society Day. Rafik, do you want to cover the workshops, or shall I continue?
I will do for the workshop. So we submitted two workshops. For NCUC, since our special financial request was approved, so we got both of them approved, which is a surprise. For next steps, we will work on more the kind of details about agenda and so on. And my understanding that also, I think several of our members like Milton, Brendan, Farzana, that they got their own workshop approved too. So we can really have kind of substantive program for IGF. And yes, we should do a lot of outreach there and so on. So the two workshop, one of them we thought it just to kind of about accountability, but we try to avoid to use the term of accountability. And the other one is can be really kind of use kind of case for us, which is about the impact of non-commercial in internet governance, and we can really introduce what we are seeing.
Horrific, we lost you there. Your audio was weaving in and out.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you very much.
Okay. So I was asking, I mean, I'm not sure if did you hear me saying about that we got two NCUC workshop approved or not?
Yes, Rafik, we heard that.
Okay. So just I was asking if Farzana wanted to add something here. Yeah.
So I think what we should do is to send an email to our members and say these two workshops have been approved and we have two slots available for people to go to IGS. And I think the EC should decide how we are going to do that. I don't know what you've done in the past, but I think it would be good to tell our members if they want to participate, or of course we have to assess whether they qualify to participate or not. But we can kind of engage our members like that. Also, I think it would be good to tell them that there are two slots available. There are two travel slots, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, Farzaneh, but before, I mean, because at the end when we have those workshops submitted and organized, we send the folks who will be in those workshops. So, like, I mean, the moderator or something, or the reporter and so on. So this is the kind of limitation. I'm not sure that we can just send people because they are NCUC members. So we spend time to work on this workshop, and someone will have to do the work, like for updating the agenda, inviting the panelists, and so on. So previously, it was the chair, I think, because maybe for the as a moderator and also reporter and so on. Unfortunately, for NCUC, just we have two slots. NCSG, they have three slots, so they was kind of one for NCUC, one for NCSG, and one for NPOC. Yes, Farzani.
Okay, that is fine. Well, so do you agree with me on the first part, that we kind of engage them and tell them that these are the workshops, give us feedback or what you want to be discussed, I mean, within the framework of the workshop. And then when it comes to the travel slot, then I think we should tell them that the organizers of the workshops are going to get or whoever we are deciding that is active and we have invited going to get the travel slot, just as a matter of
course. Yes, we will do so, because I think we need really to publicize the workshop, and I do see the IGF in Mexico as a good opportunity for us to get more visibility and really to publicize and promote what we are doing, and to put the membership in the loop of what we are trying to achieve. Since we are supporting the civil society event, also we can do a lot of outreach and so on. And also maybe if I can share, I also requested a booth in the IGF village. So we are trying really to use the IGF as a good opportunity. So yeah, we will be, be open and clear about what we are trying to do there. So I didn't get confirmation yet about the booth, but it's something we can use. It's not just for NCUC. It can be for NCAG. It can be for internet governance project, other members, they want to use it, and so on. So, does this respond to your comment, Farzai? Yes, I think. Yes, we can do that. Yeah. Well, I don't think we can. I'm just I see the discussion notes from Mariam. I don't think we can ask really about. Yeah, thanks for changing. We about the structure of the agenda itself, because it's kind of a little bit fixed for now. But it's more we will get input from members. Okay. Anything else to add about IGF? Yes, pardon.
Sorry. Mariam, I can see that in your AOB, you've written EC agreed to support IGF with 1,000. Can you change that to the Civil Society Day before IGF? We are not supporting IGF. We are not that cool.
No, not yet. We cannot support IGF yet. Okay. We will check the minute later for so if there is any kind of edit we need to do there. Okay. So we can go to the other any other business. So just quickly, as we discussed about the NCUC bylaws process, which need votes, I was also thinking if we can make the election more earlier than before. For some reason, the last 3 years, the election were, I think, was done quite late, November or December, while I think the election should be done before the AGM, so the new officer can start. But if we start to probably we try to work to make it more early, it will be at least to begin with that and to kind of synchronize also with the NCAG election, which is coming soon. So this is kind of heads up, but my thinking is really we need to make the election more early than before. Yeah, just okay. So if the next item maybe needs you, Milton. It's not how to say. I got a communication about to appoint a representative from NCUC to NOMCOM. Bill Drake can be appointed for another term. That will be the last one. So I guess in terms of process, we just need to send a call for candidates soon. It should be done quickly because we need to send the name by the 5th of August. And I guess Bill is one of the probably can be the candidate to be appointed. Yes, okay, about the election, it's NCUC election, so it's about the executive committee and the NCUC chair. What they're suggesting is to make it earlier. I can send a proposal for timeline later this week. It's just kind of heads up of we should do that. So I'm not sure what can be the best timing, but Okay, so the fourth decision is about the NOMCOM. Just we agree that we will send a call for candidates, and we have to make decision about who we should be appointed before the 5th of August. That's it. So we will make announcement soon. Yep, before the 5th.
Yeah, so we will make an announcement to people to nominate themselves, or so we have the choice between people that are we going to choose the representative?
I mean, usually what happens, we tended to 5th August, Karime, that's next week. What happened before is usually we tended to reconfirm the representative to the NOMCOM, but I think we can just at least ask people if they are interested, and we may decide if we want to reappoint Bill or ask someone else. I think it won't be a difficult decision, but just in term of process, and you know, so that's what I'm thinking. Okay, so we should send a call soon. Let me draft an announcement and just we get quick approval from EC and we start the call for candidates. So, yeah. I have no idea, Peter, because we didn't make the call yet. So. Okay, that's it from my side. I talk too much. I'm tired. It's late night. So any other items you want to add or question, comments? And I see that Milton is, he wants to leave soon.
Yes. Okay, goodbye all.
Okay. Thanks.
Maybe you could briefly summarize the action items.
Okay. So we agreed about for the NCNC bylaws, we start the process by the 15th. So we just we need to clean up the charter. We agree about the different milestone. We will ask Rob for a memo about the process from the OEC side. That's for the bylaws. For the report from Helsinki, Mariam will send the minutes later on with more details. About the crop, we just reconfirmed our choice about using the two slot and the outreach event, and we will work on the details later on about the outreach, where, when, and how. For preparation for Hyderabad, for the travel slot allocation, we will just wait for one day or two when the fellowship result is announced, and so we can confirm if Farzana can go with that. And we will we have for now you, Peter, and Farzana as candidate for the travel support. For NCUC session planning, we will wait for more information about the meeting format, and when we get that, we will ask, in terms of agenda and topics, we will ask NCUC, the wider NCUC membership about their input, and so we can work with them about that. For outreach, we discussed about having an outreach event in India, so we will follow up maybe with local partner there and having better idea of what we can organize and what format and so on. For NCUC travel policy, we will send announcement soon, so we can probably by next week to make a call for request for support and so on. Yep. And for any other business, we will announce about NCUC workshop and also the support for Civil Society Day in AGF, and we will ask NCUC membership about their input. Yep. That's it. And we have the minute written by Mariam anyway, so you can check later on.
Great. Nice talking to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Milton.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.